Live, it is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Start things out here tonight with an update. I don't know if it's really an update. It's more of a follow-up on something that was brought up on, I believe it was last night's show. I don't recall who called in about it, but someone called in to mention that in Utah, apparently there's a new bill that's been proposed that will allow for the police to withhold misconduct reports from the public. Now remember, this is just a proposal. It hasn't passed yet, but it really goes to show the direction this country is going in, and that is a total police state. Now, one might...
I mean, don't these people work for us?
No, they don't. Do you sign their checks?
I guess they don't.
Right. They'd like you to think they do.
The idea is that they do, though.
Right. And the idea, at least in the past, was that when it comes to government agencies, there should be some fairly large level of transparency. There should be the ability to shine a light on the cockroaches and to see what's going on in the nasty gears of government. But it seems like as time goes on, government is just concealing as much of its information as it possibly can. Here's the story from KUTV.com in Utah. A new bill proposed at the legislature would allow for police to withhold misconduct reports from the public. Supporters of the bill believe that police misconduct should be kept secret from the public so as to not discredit police testimony.
Hmm.
So the suggestion is that because the police are so out of control, because there are so many incidents of police abuse and just police not getting in trouble for the abuse that they perpetrate on individuals in this country, because it's all so visible, it's doing bad. Bad things to the reputations of our men in blue, and we can't have that happen. People might think if they see these YouTube videos, like we played on the air last night, of the 14-year-old kid being choked and attacked by a out of control Baltimore cop. If people keep seeing these YouTube videos of police abusing people, they might start to believe they're not credible, and so we need a law to protect them. Others say a forthright police unit is essential to the community. In September, you might remember, we talked about this one too, Jared Massey was zapped with a taser by Trooper John Gardner. A video of the incident was recorded from Gardner's patrol car. Gardner can be seen shocking Massey until he hits the ground while Massey's wife screams from the side of their SUV. Now, as you might recall, it doesn't go into the detail in this article, but as you might recall in that incident, the man that was tasered by the cop was doing nothing that in any way endangered the cop. What he was doing was he wasn't exactly following the cop's every single command. In fact, he had the gall to ask the officer, in this case, why he was asking him to do something.
Yeah, I guess that's a real problem, huh?
That's what got him tased, and more than a million people subsequently watched the video of it on YouTube. Massey was shocked to see his newfound fame. The footage may never have been seen had Massey not made a records request to obtain the tape. Currently, misconduct reports are available in Utah through an official records request, but under this new proposed legislation, sponsored by Senator Buttars, the video and investigation report from Massey's tasering might have been kept secret from the public and journalists. Now, apparently, Buttars, in the past, the sponsor of the bill, has received much criticism for being the topic in heated, controversial issues involving homosexuality, racism, and the challenging of evolution in schools. Now, with this bill, some believe that Buttars would be allowing for hidden misconduct from those who are expected to live the highest of society's standards. Representative David Litvak says, I think that's...
He's just a statist.
I think what's critical with law enforcement is public trust. If it appears that things are swept under the rug or not done in the light of the public, you can compromise that trust. But Buttars says the bill would only include non-criminal reports to be withheld from the public, and that currently non-criminal reports can be used in court to discredit police testimony.
But they never get charged with, almost never get charged with crimes.
With criminal
anyway.
Offenses.
Right.
Right. A main concern of the supporters is with the business Rate My Cop, which is a national company that has made requests for misconduct reports on every officer and every agency in the area. Buttars believes that Rate My Cop will put the information into a database and sell it to defense attorneys. Blah, blah, blah. So they're proposing this idea to make it so the police can sweep under the rug all of the nastiness that they perpetrate on us. Now, this is something that the Hillsborough County Police Department could really, you know, that would really come in handy for them right now. And if Utah passes this law successfully, just wait, because you'll see it pop up all around the country. As soon as bad legislation goes through in one place, they know it's possible elsewhere, so they'll propose it in the state that you live in. So if you think you're immune from this, you know, give them time. They're working very diligently to take away as much accountability from this government as possible. In fact, Mark, you had brought up the story last night from the Hillsborough County Jail where the paraplegic guy, or the quadriplegic guy. By the way, he does have use of his arms. I saw the video footage.
I had a actually a teacher in high school. I believe he's called a partial quadriplegic.
Partial quad?
I might be wrong with that. But essentially, they have the use, and it must be the same vertebra on down that was damaged in this guy. They don't have use of their legs, although they can move them slightly, sort of make them jump up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't walk on them. And they have use of their arms in the sense that they can lift them and that sort of thing. But they can move their elbows, but they can't move their hands. They can't grasp things.
Well, this particular guy can. He is apparently completely paralyzed below a certain point on his chest. So basically right below his arms, he can't move anything below that.
They use terminology like apparently quadriplegic and paraplegic. The terminology isn't exactly what I think it is.
Here's the video report from Tampa Bay's 10, and it just reveals a little bit more information that I thought was important to get across. I wanted to share that with you.
Come on this way.
Meet Brian Sterner, who broke his neck almost 14 years ago and is a quadriplegic. But watch what happens when Sterner, who can drive and was arrested on a traffic violation, gets to the Orient Road Jail.
And this deputy, Marcia, she looked at me and she didn't believe that I was a quadriplegic, I guess. And she walked behind me with those handles on the back of that hospital-grade wheelchair and just dumped it straight forward.
Sterner says he tried to roll as he was going down, but hit so hard he thought he had broken two ribs. Then when he was on the floor, deputies frisked him and tried to get him back into the chair.
You know, I told him how to pick me up and put me back in the chair, but without sensation. Like, I don't feel anything from my chest down, so I didn't know they were broken then. My ribs.
The Hillsborough Sheriff's Office didn't know anything about the incident until we showed them their tape. And now an investigation is underway.
This has all come to light today, therefore this review very active.
And while we asked for a written report of the incident, the major in charge here at the Orient Road Jail told us there isn't one, because as far as they're concerned, they didn't have a problem with, nor cause a problem to, any inmate in a wheelchair.
So, did you get that, Mark?
But there is no problem.
The jail is claiming this didn't happen. There's no report.
No report. It didn't happen.
The bureaucrats themselves, they had no idea it had occurred. I mean, it didn't exist had this guy not actually gone and filed for this, you know, Freedom of Information Act or whatever. And
broken ribs, they picked this guy up. They really could have killed him with, like grabbing him around the chest with broken ribs.
Yeah.
Could have jammed a jagged rib into his lung or heart.
Right. So I just wanted to share that. There's a little bit more of the video, but that's the essence of it. The idea that, you know, this guy, they clearly didn't believe what he was saying. They dumped him out of this wheelchair, quadriplegic. It's just so sad watching it happen. And the only thing that's missing from the video is the audio. It's just a raw video feed from the security camera in the jail. So I would love to have been able to hear what the police were saying to him at that time. But the idea that the jail just pretended like it didn't occur. There were several employees standing around watching this occur. One guy, even at the very end of the clip, they show one of the jailers walking across the camera, and you can see his face. He's laughing about it. So this is like, just dump him out of the chair. Who cares? He's just a scumbag. Well, they took him in apparently for blocking traffic or something like that.
Right,
that
was a silly traffic violation.
Right, the original reason why he was in there. And it just goes to show you that these people, they don't care about you. They're not trained to give a damn. They're trained to be just callous. And
even
jerks.
If they were trained to give a damn, it doesn't really matter whether they're trained to give a damn because they're not incentivized to give a damn.
That's true, too.
You know, we're not their customers. We're their servants.
The point here is, though, the whole system acted to cover this incident up, and had the news media hadn't gotten on this guy's side, he'd be in the dark. More on the way. 3 times.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And by the way, those include the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website. So if you've missed a moment, just go and get them for free. FreeTalkLive.com. Movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off. AdamEve.com/talk.
So we are talking here, started the show out by talking about these incidents of police abuse and how in so many cases, many of these incidents would go completely unnoticed except to the individual who's been abused unless there happens to be video or audio footage or in some cases still camera photos. Unless there happens to be some media evidence that proves the event happened. Now, the good news is more and more people on a daily basis are acquainting themselves with video and audio recording devices. The devices are getting smaller and smaller. Many, you can actually buy video cameras now that will fit into your back pocket or a shirt pocket. Of course, audio recording devices are even smaller than that. So, and they're becoming very, very affordable. I've seen video recording devices, Mark. They're not the highest quality. It's kind of crap quality, but it's still video for less than $100.
Wow.
So,
I think I got my phone for less than $100, and it does video and audio recording in the same manner.
And
so a lot of cell phones do that same thing.
Right, which is great. And we were talking about earlier how, you know, the next important step, not earlier tonight, but earlier on the show, how the next important step is going to be getting more devices that will stream the video audio content to the internet instantly as it's being recorded so that if you encounter the police and the police want to be out of control, then there's no way they can confiscate your... They could confiscate the device, but there's no way they can confiscate the files because the files would not be on the device. They would be streamed live to the internet and stored on an internet server. Now, the good news is this service does exist. I've had a few people send me emails telling me that there is a website out there. It is QIK.com. Now, they're not a sponsor or anything like that. I have no idea how good this service is, but it's the start. This is the very beginning of what inevitably is going to be something that more and more people want, you know, to have that live streaming option. So we're going to see more of this in the next, you know, probably two to three years, I would guess. In fact, apparently it's compatible with a number of Nokia phones. So there's a wide variety of phones that you can already do this with. And, you know, the service you do have to pay for at this point. But you know how things go with the cell phone industry. There's so much competition that prices just keep coming down. Eventually it'll be free streaming over the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, over time it'll get there. Either way, it's happening now. And I want to share an email from a listener in regards to this whole topic of recording devices. Alex emails in. He says, guys, yesterday you were talking about recording the police with inexpensive audio and video devices. This is one of my favorite new topics, and you're the only show I know that covers it. So many thanks. Ian, your vision of wireless internet-enabled video transmission devices that automatically back up and post the feed upon being switched off will be the unraveling of the state apparatus. I'm convinced of it. If we could just get one that hovers 10 feet over you and remains fixed on your position, we could even eliminate the need to have a brave soul come along to do the filming. I can't wait for the day I get pulled over and can honestly alert the unsuspecting law enforcement officer that the conversation is being streamed onto my website as we speak. Oh, and what was your badge number again? Says Alex. I use the exact technique that Gardner talked about on Monday. I have two $50 Sony IC recorders. The IC stands for integrated circuit. One for my pocket and one for my car. Now, each one has a USB interface so I can easily get the files off later and holds many hundreds of hours of recording time. To capture speaking is far less demanding than capturing music, so you can literally let it run for days if you want to.
Really?
If I have to go inside a building, I toss the car recorder into my front pocket and keep both of them rolling. Now, he says that, computer memory chips don't roll, but you know what I mean. This way, you can alert them that they're being recorded, and you haven't even lied if they somehow manage to get the first device out of your possession.
You know, I wonder, just what he said there makes me wonder. I wonder if we're going to continue using old terminology like, you know, rolling, taping,
right,
you know, things like that.
Just
because
it's so ingrained.
Yeah. I mean, we, you know, it used to be you recorded things by taping them, and you know, some of that, and that tape rolled, and things like that. Now that doesn't happen. Yeah.
Let's film a show.
Mm-hmm.
No film in those cameras.
Nope.
Anyway, I love this idea, by the way, of having the dual recording device. I think it's brilliant. Gardner mentioned it on Monday night, and as he's pointing out, it's so cheap, $50 each. For two, you know, $50 per recorder, you put one in your pocket and hold on to one. That way one's concealed. And then that way when you go into a government building and you're doing whatever it is you're doing, you tell them that they're being recorded. If they snatch the one recorder, or you can turn off one in front of them, okay, you know, I'm turning this one off and then the other one's still going. I think it's a brilliant idea. In fact, he actually tested out the idea here in a moment. We'll share that with you. He says, recently I made a promise to myself to always record 100% of my conversations with all so-called public officials. It seems to me to be a solid philosophical position. If we're allegedly engaged in official public business, then the public at large should have a right to know what's going on behind closed doors.
Sure.
Especially if I'm paying rent on those doors. While this won't take care of the problem of backroom government deals, I can at least do what I can in my own life to expose the inherent madness of the state, or at least keep the bureaucrats on their toes.
This is great.
When they demand to speak with me. Yeah, I think this is absolutely brilliant. In fact, here's his story. He says, recently I opened up a recording studio in Southern California. After some soul-searching, I decided to not gamble getting shut down by the local mafia and went forth with the runaround known as getting a business license. After a week of driving around to various government buildings and paying them about $1,000 in cold cash,
wow.
I had my first inspection, which is from the local fire marshal. The whole visit lasted about 40 seconds. I've attached the audio that I managed to capture, which essentially starts at the very beginning of the conversation, where I asked him if he minds if I record the conversation. Now, we're not going to play it back because he just recounts it here. It's very, very short. He says, as you can hear from the recording, he wouldn't say another word to me once I had the recorder running. As far as I'm concerned, the inspection occurred, and I'm moving forth with my business. I've explained to them they may send someone else, anyone else, who wouldn't mind going on the public record to do the inspection. Their response was that he's the only one who does the inspections, and that he has a right not to be recorded.
I'm afraid he doesn't. Not if he works for me. And,
right.
You know, he works for the public at large. And, who, you know, the question you have to ask yourself here is, who watches the watchman? In this culture, whose job is it? Surely our founding fathers wouldn't have just let a government, after they'd seen a government run amok, they wouldn't let a government run amok, would they? They would have something in place to check the government. And that thing is codified in the First Amendment. It's the press.
Mm-hmm.
The press is to watch over the government. And now, with the internet the way it is if you have a blog, you're the press. You're writing things for people's consumption.
Absolutely.
You're pressing words onto paper, supposedly. Actually, you're typing them onto the internet. But
as
whatever.
Far as I'm concerned, you don't even need a blog anymore. If you call this show, you're part of the press.
Yeah,
you're
that's
a reporter
fine.
For Free Talk Live.
Fine, too. So it's actually our job to do this. We're supposed to keep an eye on these public officials.
Right.
If there's a civic duty out there, this is it.
Now, so the idea is that if the bureaucrat wants to come into your place of business or wants to come into your home or whatever their contact is that they want to have with you, they should be willing to be recorded. What have they got to hide, after all?
Right.
800-259-9231. And in the event that you don't have a recorder with you, I've come up with a solution that I think might be interesting to experiment with. I'll share that with you here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Got lots of features, and they're all for free. Get signed up for the updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show or something that you need to know. Like last night, I sent out an update today, actually, talking about how apparently last night there was a bug with the show. Very bizarre. In the archive, it kept skipping throughout the archive, and I could not figure out what the reason for it was. My local version of the show, the one I recorded here, sounded fine. So something was going on with our distributor, and I'm hoping it doesn't happen again tonight. You know, I'm hoping it's one of those problems that just goes and fixes itself. My favorite kind of problem. But again, we will alert you with two necessary things you need to know if you're on the updates list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That, again, is LegalZoom.com. Alex has written in via email here talking about a wonderful approach that he is implementing in his life. As he says, he is going to record 100% of his interactions and conversations with all so-called public officials. Now, on his one of his first iterations of attempting this, there was a fire inspector that was coming by to his new business to give him his inspection so he could open up his recording studio in California. And when the fire guy was told that he was being recorded, his attitude and demeanor completely changed, and he started walking out of the studio. And he did not want to be recorded. Well, now look, buddy. You're demanding that I have this stupid inspection in order to open my business, or you're going to come shut me down. You claim to be a public official, and so therefore, you should have no objection whatsoever to being recorded when you're in my vicinity. Anybody who's nearby me is subject to being recorded. That's the idea here. And so Alex says that he's going to consider that that the inspection occurred, because the guy showed up and he left. So he's going to consider the inspection occurred, and I think that could be problematic for him. He says, what's your advice? If they threaten to shut me down if I don't get inspected, as he turns out to really be the only one who has access to the magical sign-off pen, then should I record it anyway and just tell him I'm not? By the way, it is a recording studio, and it would be exceedingly simple to just leave one or all of my many recording devices running. Now, that you might want, if you're concerned about the law, you might want to check California law, Alex, and see if yours is one of the states where it's only required that one party know that he's being recorded. So if you're the one that knows, then you qualify. You can surreptitiously record other people in that way. But many states don't have that. Many states are both the dual party notification, where mm-hmm. both parties must be notified. And besides, I like the idea of informing them that that they're being recorded. And either way, they might just take a disliking to you because you're just messing with them. Remember, these are bureaucrats, and they do have power trips. So, you are risking your business license here by even engaging in this behavior in the first place. If they decide they don't like you now because you've been recording them, they could target you for all kinds of problems. The inspection might be a fail. They might say, oh, you got to fix this, you got to fix that, you got to fix... You know, they might just put all these requirements on you. You may never be able to open the doors of your business as a result of this.
I would, my personal advice is, all these things on YouTube, basically these laws in these states have become moot with YouTube, and once the video gets out, it's not that big of a deal anymore. I mean, what are they going to do? Come crashing down on your head because you, this video caught them with their pants down?
Yeah.
How have you seen that happen?
Here in New Hampshire, Michael Gannon was charged with a felony for recording the police.
He didn't put the video out.
Well, that's true. He went to the police department and turned it over to them.
Right.
And they confiscated it.
If that video would be out on YouTube, that's the only case I know of, it's backfired, and he didn't put the video out on the Internet.
That's a good point.
The government doesn't seem willing to come after people that expose them in wrongdoing.
All I'm saying is, and that might be true, Mark, and you might, if you're willing to risk it, then this is going to be a very interesting experiment. That much is for sure. But just be aware there is a chance that they may decide to target you for unending harassment as a result of this. That's all. But I think that more people should take this viewpoint. I certainly am going to consider it. And even if you don't, for instance, let's just say you can't afford a $50 recorder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you just, or maybe forgot, you left it at home. Here's my suggestion. And I think this might work very, very well, because the police and other government bureaucrats, they get very frightened when they know that somebody is recording them, and they change their behavior. And that's what we really want, right? We don't want them to be abusive. We just want them to change their behavior. I mean, at least that's one of the purposes to recording the scene, to make them not treat you like total crap.
Mm-hmm.
So my idea is, if you get pulled over, for instance, or you encounter some government person, but especially if you get pulled over by the police, because they're the most dangerous. They're the ones with the guns on their hips. Tell them something like, by approaching this vehicle, you are subject to being audio and video recorded. Now, that doesn't actually say you are being recorded. So you're not telling a lie, necessarily, though. I don't think that there are laws against lying to local cops. There are laws against lying to the federal police. That much is true. But if you aren't telling a lie, then there's no problem there, right? You're playing with your words like the cops play with their words, mm-hmm. right? The cops normally say things like, I'm going to have to ask that you step over there. Are you asking or are you ordering? They're very, very subtle about how they speak. So you do the same thing. Officer, just want to let you know, by approaching my vehicle, you are consenting to being subject to, or you are, not, you don't have to say consenting, you are subject to being audio and video recorded. Boom. Just leave it there. Just throw that out there and see what they say back. And they say, well, I'm going to need you to turn that off. I'm sorry, I can't do that. What are they going to do then? He's either going to, write you up his ticket, or he's going to go away at that point.
Hmm.
So the idea is to bluff him. If you don't actually have the audio and video recording equipment,
right.
Make them think that you do. And don't tell them where it is. If you don't have it, they'll spend hours looking for it, right?
Well, I don't know that they can necessarily look for it unless they suspect you having drugs or something
sure.
like that.
Sure. I'm just trying to think of the different directions right. that this could, that this could possibly go in. And I think it'd be an interesting experiment. So keep that in mind next time you get pulled over. Officer, by approaching the vehicle, you are subject to being audio and video recorded. 1-800-259-9231. Would love your thoughts. Dan in New Hampshire, we go to the phones. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Howdy.
Hey, Dan.
How you doing?
What's on your mind?
My cough's pretty well suppressed today, so I'll save you from that.
Thank you.
I, you know, the simple question to ask is, you know, officer or, you know, whoever, you know, bureaucrat A, B, or C, in being refused, in refusing to be recorded, are you indicating that you intended to break the law or do some damage to me?
Yeah, that's a good one. I also like the question, what do you have to hide?
Exactly. I mean, that's what they all say to us when
exactly.
they want to, you know, point cameras and microphones at us all
yep.
the time. You know, and you know, we have the right, actually. I mean, they're supposedly doing public business. There is, should be nothing that they do that they couldn't be recorded and watched. And, you know, why should we not do that? I mean, it's like crazy. It's
makes perfectly good sense to me.
Any other thoughts tonight?
Well, you know, that's all. I just lost my digital camera that I intended to do some of this stuff with, and I've been stopped on a bicycle, and I wish I had had it. You know, they want to get your name and birth date and all that when there was actually no violation of law, no even traffic issue, because as a bicyclist, you're a pedestrian.
Yeah, I don't see any reason to give them that information.
I don't know that that's necessarily true. Many states, I would think all of them consider a bicycle to be a vehicle.
Yeah, don't they have, like, BUI, biking while under the influence? I don't know.
I don't know. I was riding at night. I had a trailer, and I had lights on both the trailer and the bike and on back and a flashing headlight. You know, all LEDs, pretty bright stuff.
What else could you do for
somebody him? Almost ran me over, and then some third party saw this happen and called the cops, and they came by, and I just asked him if he wanted to talk to me. I didn't mind, so I stopped.
The good news is, even though you lost your camera, the new ones are so cheap, you can get a cheapie for an entry-level one for under $100 and
slap
it in your back pocket. Dan, thanks for the call tonight. More on the way. You can take control. Got an interaction with a cop. You want to tell us about it? Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did for my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08 and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. We've got Free Talk Live merchandise, like Free Talk Live branded hats and T-shirts, hoodies. We've also got the archive collector sets on DVD and more. Head over and get your shopping done. And also you can find out how to win yourself, or not win, but get as a bonus to your order, a copy of Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted on DVD. All the details are there at store.freetalklive.com. And by the way, somebody sent me a piece of mail this week with a self-addressed stamped envelope in it. And a little note asking if the free bumper sticker offer was still valid. Yes, the free bumper sticker offer is still valid. It will be valid as long as we have bumper stickers. So if you want to get the details on that, you can do that at the store as well. Store.freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. So let me continue with some more emails here. This one comes in from Bethany. She says, my good friend is an Obama-loving socialist. There's one argument that has been brought up in the past that I have no answer for. On your show, I frequently hear something along the lines of, if there were no taxes, people would have more money because they would be able to keep what they earn and decide for themselves what to do with it. My friend's idea is that if taxes were abolished, businesses would subsequently pay their employees less because they would know that the employees were used to getting a lesser amount, the amount they received when taxes were taken out of their paychecks. Sure, I doubt my current employer would all of a sudden change my rate of pay, but do you think eventually that new hires would get paid less? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this issue, because he is so quick to rag on the greedy capitalists.
Let's say that's possible. First off, what you have to do is every business would have to do just that. They would have to pay their employees less.
Mm-hmm.
Objects in motion tend to stay in motion. Objects at rest tend to stay at rest. So the businesses are it seems to me, unlikely to, just cut their employees' pay because, they're used to paying that. But let's say that that's a trend. It's difficult to say. Something as large as taxes, is taken out of the marketplace, it's going to affect business differently. But likely prices will go down as a result too. So let's say that that's the case. Let's say in fact
everybody gets cut,
that wages do go down. That's a result of the marketplace because employers,
it's ludicrous,
know.
And I'll explain why, but go ahead.
Okay. Lawyers know that you have more money, and they decide to pay less. But
business owners, not lawyers.
Excuse me. Corporations. But the prices, the businesses now have to pay less to produce their
their overhead
good, good or service, and so therefore their prices are going to go down because they're going to have more room in which to lower prices, and one business is going to lower, and then the next business is going to lower, and the next one's going to lower, and you know, that's how competition works. So even though they may pay less, the prices of their goods and services will likely go down even more.
But it's competition that's the answer as to why it's ludicrous to presume that all businesses will treat their employees in that way. You know, the fact is, if you're a business owner, you have to try to look at this from the business owner's perspective. When you hire somebody, so if you're coming in to get a job and, you know, you got all your references and all that, you're getting hired. When you're getting hired, the business owner is saying, okay, well, this person has this prior experience, so therefore I'm willing to pay them X. Now, when you're told what your salary is at the business, you're told it's, let's say, $50,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what you end up getting, and everybody knows that. The salary is $50,000 a year. That's how much that business owner is paying you, even though you aren't seeing but, say, $34,000 of it after taxes, okay? After Social Security and income tax and what Medicare, I guess, is the other one. After all that's taken out, maybe your state income tax as well. Let's say you only end up with $34,000. The business owner is still paying $50,000 to you.
Actually more, because you have to figure out, you have to figure in unemployment insurance, which is another 7.5% on
top. That's a good point.
You pay 7.5%, they pay 7.5%. And you also have to figure in any benefits
Social
to go into the job.
The other 7.5% on Social Security,
right. They pay extra in, for just about everything except taxes themselves. But any other thing out there. So they probably, it's possible, I don't know. I haven't had an employee that gets paid $50,000, but it's quite possible they pay $60,000 a year to have you, a $50,000 employee.
Now, if somebody has decided that you're worth $50,000 a year, or in this case $60,000 with all the hidden taxes, if an employer has decided that's what you're worth, then you're going to very likely, considering that if that person's a good guy, he's very likely to give you the full amount if he had the ability to. He's only paying the taxes because he feels obligated to.
And it doesn't take too many good guys in the marketplace to drive up wages, period. Because when the good guys pay whatever they're paying,
they get the best employees.
Right, they do. And then the bad guys say, well, I need the best employees. I'm tired of having English, non-English speakers that show up for work late and treat my customers like crap. I need to have English speakers that show up on time and treat my customers well and take the training and all that other stuff. The bad guys need to have good employees too. So they consequently have to raise their rates to somewhere near, if not over, what the good guys pay.
Right, and this is the same reason why everybody doesn't get paid minimum wage. I mean, what do you get paid right now? You probably are, just based on odds, you listening are probably getting paid more than minimum wage. If everybody was so evil
especially
and greedy...
If you speak English and you're over the age of 18.
If everyone, even young people, I mean, there's lots of starter jobs. Walmart will pay over $7 an hour if
I'm just saying that, you know, that it's a very good chance if those are the case.
But the point is that, you know, they're paying more than the minimum because they have to in order to retain the types of employees that they're looking for in order to stay competitive in the marketplace. And so that sort of competition, that business competition, will continue to go on after all the taxes have been wiped away. Now, that doesn't mean you know, maybe you won't get the $60,000. Let's say you're getting paid $50,000 a year. That's what you've been told, is that your salary is $50,000. The business owner might take the extra $10,000 for himself since you didn't really know about that extra $10,000, but you didn't know about it, so you've just gotten a $15,000 raise because of not having taxes. Who's going to complain about that? And there are going to be various different things that will happen. Maybe some business owners, because this isn't, you know, they're individuals in the marketplace and they have different motivations. They have different things on their mind. Some of them might cut your pay. Some of them might pay you the same amount. Some of them might increase. There's no way to say that, well, all business owners are doing da 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 da. Well, you know, Mark, if I decided, yeah, Mark, you know, I like that you sell for Free Talk Live, but I'm going to slash your commissions to 20%. What would you do?
I'd go out and get a job at the local, radio affiliate here selling, radio there and get a better rate.
Right. The fact is, if I want to retain your services that I value as the sales guy for the show, I have to treat you right. I have to give you what you're looking for, or you're going to take your business, the business of you,
right,
somewhere else.
My extraordinarily valuable business of selling radio ads.
You know what the problem is? And I was actually I'm reading a new book right now. It's called The Complete Liberty by one of our listeners, Wes Burchard.
I had one more point on this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, and he was talking about how one of the biggest problems in this country, and I love his point on this, is that we've all been raised to believe in classes. Like, you're middle class,
right.
I'm upper class, you're black, I'm white. You know, everybody's being put into groups. And so, you know, what these socialists have is they're promoting the idea of the haves and the have-nots, the employers and the employees. We're all just individuals. Really, we're all just individuals, and we make decisions based on a variety of different factors, and competition is a huge factor when it comes to the marketplace and your job and what you get paid and how you get treated. It's a huge factor. You have the point, Mark?
Well, there's a couple of different situations here. I've gotten a little IM, and it makes perfectly good sense to me. It's simple economics here. Wage taxes go away, then, of course, labor supply increases. Then, of course, wages decrease. If labor increases, wages decrease, right?
Okay, if the supply of labor. Yeah.
And likely that will happen. Okay, not done. Also, we need to look at the other side. Business taxes go away, so the labor demand increases. Businesses have more money. Therefore, we'll hire more workers so that they can make more money. Make sense? That would cause wages to increase. So these would offset themselves, essentially, and wages would stay the same.
Right. We don't need big mommy government stepping in, telling employees and employers, these individuals in the marketplace, how they can do business with one another. In fact, we'd be a lot better off if the government would just step the hell out and allow individuals to contract with one another, because that's what you're doing when you get a job. You're entering into an agreement.
Yep. You're a business that sells your labor. That's it. It's very simple.
I love that idea, to tell people that consider themselves employees that they're a business on their own. You go around different places, you make offers, and some people will take them, some people won't. You get a job that sounds good to you. You've agreed to that. You've consented 100%.
Sure.
So if the situation changes, go somewhere else. Take your business to someone else who will value it more. Simple.
It is simple.
You don't need government around to tell you how to do that. 800-259-9231 are to strong-arm business owners. Start your own business or take your work elsewhere. 800-259-9231. Coming up, speaking of business, 10 illegal job interview questions.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. How would